Short-sightedness, myopia, is on the rise around the world, and it's estimated that by 2050, one in two Australians will be short-sighted. Today, it's around one in three to one in five, depending on who you listen to. Some countries, particularly in Asia, have prevalences of myopia that are already much higher. There are various reasons for short-sightedness, but one is that the eyeball becomes longer for both genetic and environmental causes. When it becomes longer, the images enter the eye. They focus in front of the retina, which is like the cinema screen at the back of the eye, rather than on it, making them blurry. Spectacles and contact lenses refocus the light rays. It's a problem that starts in childhood, and often it's thought from too much time spent inside, focusing on the near distance, rather than outside, as we were designed to be, focusing on far horizons. Myopia isn't necessarily benign. It's associated with an increased risk of retinal detachment, glaucoma, cataracts, and even macular degeneration, all of which threaten sight. Apart from putting every child outside to play, there may be a medication which could slow the progression of myopia. It's atropine eye drops, the same drops the optometrist or ophthalmologist puts in your eye to dilate the pupils. A trial in children in Hong Kong has found that atropine at the right dose might reduce the incidence of myopia in children. And there's been a trial in Western Australia using a lower dose. One of the researchers was Dr. Samantha Lee of the Lions Eye Institute at the University of Western Australia. Welcome to the Health Report.
Thank you, Norman. Thank you for having me.
What did you do in this study?
In the Western Australia study, we recruited 150 children with myopia. And we put a third of them on a placebo eye drop and two-thirds of them on low-concentration atropine eye drops, which is at 0.01% dose. Now, we followed these children through 2 years, and we found that those on the atropine eye drops had slower myopia progression than those in the placebo group.
Significantly slower? I mean, to the extent that, what, you didn't need a new prescription or what?
Yes, significantly slower than before, than when compared to before they joined the study and compared to the placebo group. So before they joined the study, these children had a myopia progression at a rate of 0.5 diopters or more per year. So these children had to change glasses every year or more frequently than that. But during the study, those children on the atropine eye drops had significantly slower progression.
Any side effects? I mean, when you go to the ophthalmologist and you get the eye drops or the optometrist and your pupils dilated, your vision's a bit blurry and you don't like the sunlight glare, it gets a bit painful.
Absolutely. So that was one of the things we were concerned about. So we used a really low dosage at 0.01% in these children. In the eye clinics, we typically use 1% or 0.5%. And even for children of Asian descent that these were previously tested in Singapore, these higher concentrations resulted in such high incidence of adverse effects, it was very uncomfortable to use. So in Western Australia, we trialed a lower version, and we found that this was tolerable for all of the children, more than 90% of the children, rather.
But there is a thought that if you've got a darker pupil or iris, that you're that you absorb more atropine and you don't transmit it into the eye for whatever reason atropine works, because nobody really knows why it works. And therefore, that could explain why some kids of Asian origin need higher doses. Did you find an equal effect between the European origin kids versus Asian kids in your sample?
I'm very glad you asked that question because, yes, we did find that it is more effective in children of European descent, whereas the 0.01% eye drops that we tested, it didn't do so well in children of East Asian or South Asian descent.
Who may well also have a genetic propensity to short-sightedness.
Yeah, although we did try and control for that because we had the same inclusion and exclusion criteria for all the children.
A parent is going to ask, well, how long do you have to use these drops for? Because it's hard to get drops into a kid. And if you stop, is it going to rebound and you'll be back to where you started?
That is definitely one of the things that researchers worldwide are still studying. So in the Singapore studies that was conducted in the early 2000s, they did find that the higher the concentration of atropine eye drops that were used, it is more effective, but it also resulted in a rebound effect. But then again, if you use a lower concentration once, the effect kind of stabilizes. So you still see a continued myopia control effect even after at least 1 year after children stopped using these atropine eye drops. Now, we don't know how long the children can go on without using these atropine eye drops before the myopia comes back and start progressing again. So a lot longer term follow-ups are required.
So for parents listening to this, and they've got a child who's just had their first prescription for specs because of short-sightedness, what would you suggest they do?
I would suggest them to talk to their optometrist, have the optometrist follow them up. If it is progressing quite quickly, atropine eye drops are worth trying. Otherwise, they can just take preventive measures like spending more time outdoors. It has been shown to be, it could be effective in reducing the progression of myopia if you want a cheaper way. Because right now, each month of using atropine costs about $40 to $50, and some people aren't willing to fork out that much money.
And the local
park. So if you want something that's free,
go to the local park.
Yeah, there you go. Yeah.
Samantha, thanks for joining us.
Thank you for having me.
Dr. Samantha Lee is a research fellow at the Centre for Ophthalmology and Visual Science at the University of Western Australia and the Lions Eye Institute.
Find more great ABC RN stories that take you beyond the headlines on the ABC Listen app.